It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
This might be my favorite.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Oh, my goodness.
All your life.
Who is this?
This is Sandler and Young.
That is fantastic.
Hey, hey. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
This reminds me of that group from A Mighty Wind, where there's like the so most upbeat. Just... It's fantastic.
Oh, and this. Hey, wait. Wait till the. You know. Wait till they get the key change. Key change, baby. Pretzels, baby.
Still haven't seen that commercial.
Singing in the dead. And it goes into the light of the dark black night.
That's awesome. Nicely done.
People say that white people can't groove.
Oh yeah, that's grooving. That is.
They say that white people cannot be grooving.
Let's put that song, and listen, that was great, and that was fantastic, but let's put that song followed directly by anything from Al Green or Otis Redding or any African-American soul singer. Let's see who grooves a little bit tighter.
Come on.
I'm going to go with Al Green.
Sandler and Young, of course.
I'm going to go with Al Green.
Al Green?
Sorry, he can groove.
Well,
I mean, come on, just listen to Shaft. That song can groove. Why does it sound like we're starting the beginning of Night Court?
Or Barney Miller.
Barney Miller.
For all you people who are in the audience, Barney Miller was a show from the 70s.
Night Court was from the 80s. Yeah. None of you remember. Remember the lady who played in that?
No.
Marky Post.
Oh, great.
I don't know why I remember that name, but it just has always stuck with me. Marky Post, and I couldn't even tell you who the main... like the lead actor guy was.
John Larroquette?
No, he was in the show, but he wasn't
his
the judge.
His name was Harry something or another.
Yeah, but he wasn't the judge. John Larroquette was one of the attorneys, just like the sleazy attorney. So off the air, you were telling me, I mentioned
I've got lots of things. Sports!
Well, no, real quick, I mentioned I watched the first 10 minutes of the entire postseason of hockey.
Yep.
Tonight.
Yep.
I watched some of that. And
okay.
You said, oh, you really want... Ottawa
I really want. I really
so
want Ottawa
I.
to win.
I do too.
I want to see because I want to see Canada explode. I want to see Canada just if a Canadian team wins, all of Canada is going to explode, and there's going to be a giant forest fire north of the border.
I did not realize until you told me. I had no idea, mostly because I don't follow it that closely. But I didn't realize that it has been 25 years since Canadian team won the Stanley Cup.
Oh yeah. Last year, not one Canadian team made the playoffs.
I find that's just, and as I'm going through the list, I'm like, so you're telling me Tampa Bay, Dallas, Anaheim, like all of these warm weather teams have won Stanley Cups, but a Canadian team hasn't even been in the Stanley Cup championship since 11.
Since 2011, yeah.
Well, I didn't mean that.
I mean, the closest a Canadian team has come to winning a Stanley Cup really is basically Quebec missed out by a year because they moved here and we won in the first year.
And then Colorado won. But I wonder, I wonder, had Quebec stayed in Quebec?
Yep.
Being that they're French and they hated Montreal.
Yeah.
Do you think that they would have actually brought in Patrick Waugh the way Colorado? Do you think so?
Yes.
Even though he was a hated rival?
Yes.
That would be like the Broncos bringing in Jim Plunkett.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Jim Morton.
What?
Jim Morton.
I'm talking Jim Plunkett from the Raiders.
I know who you're talking about. I said Jim Morton, who was the quarterback for the Broncos, played against his old team.
I mean, Craig Morton.
Craig Morton.
Who was Jim Morton? Craig Morton, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys. Yes.
I didn't know that there was a rumor out there that he threw the game.
The Super Bowl?
Yes.
Dude got out of a hospital bed to come play in that game. I don't think he threw it. I think he really wanted to beat Tom Landry. I think his wet dream come true would have been able to beat Tom Landry and Roger Staubach in 1977 because Landry chose Staubach over him. I honestly, there's no way he threw that game. I've never heard that rumor. To be honest with you, Norris Wiese probably should have started that game. if we want to go all the way back to 1977 and completely confuse 9/10 of our listening audience who have no idea who these people are, that's a big boy.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. We'll talk about big boys in a little bit. No, but I think it's amazing. I mean, it's just the problem has been, okay, that Canadian cities have been operating on different money. So
you mean they don't have the same kind of cash flow that the United States teams have?
Well, I wouldn't say that, because in a lot of places, like in Edmonton, I mean, they got football, but it's hockey. I mean, there's not a second.
It's a hockey town.
Yeah, Vancouver doesn't have anything. I mean, they've got the ocean and they've got the mountains, but they've got hockey.
Yeah.
Montreal has, I mean, hockey.
They've got football, too, but
it's
hockey.
Well, they got the, I mean, come on, Dan Hawkins was the coach of them for half a season. But you see what I'm saying?
Is that hockey,
so you can, all of them, they can support and they can sustain a hockey team.
Sure.
But, you know, the owners are not necessarily guys with the hugest pockets.
But you're talking about a country that, at least for the longest time I can remember, and I don't know where the pipeline is coming from now, whether it's coming from Europe more, but I mean, the majority of the best hockey players in the United States are Canadian.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And they still are. I mean, they're trained up there. They learn from a young age. So it's got to kill them that all of these players that they're training are coming down and helping win championships for someone else.
It's a problem. And it's an issue that Canada, because you have to understand that since they've put professionals into the Olympics,
right,
and they have the World Cup where all the professionals are playing, Canada has done a much better job than everybody else of winning these things.
Well, I'm sure. All right, they've got all the talent.
But then it comes to this league, the NHL, which, I mean, is their league.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. I mean, they started it.
And they just, well, half. They start half of it.
Six of it. Weren't these the
three,
initial?
Three and three.
Oh, is it the original six?
Yeah, but Boston was an original six. Detroit was an original six. And then you had.
See, here's when you get me. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of the other ones. I mean, there's Toronto was an original six, and Montreal was an original six, and I believe. I don't know. See, I mean, it was about as close as I can get. I think New York was probably an original six.
That's still pretty good, though. I mean, you know, you got like five of the six.
Well, if you believe what I'm coming out of my mouth, and after I said Jim Morton, I don't know what's coming out of my mouth. That's for sure.
Jim Morton.
I mean, for God's sake.
Was he our kicker at the time?
He might have been. But the thing about this hockey thing is it sticks in the craw of Canadians. And so they are always following. And if there's ever, and it's not just like if their one town wins it, like that town's just is going to be a nuclear blast because it's just going to be like, but it's the rest of Canada that I'm going to be worried about because they're just going to be.
You think they'll celebrate too?
Oh my God!
Just
totally.
Because the cup's coming home to Canada
officially. Like so, the cup comes back to Canada. See, I don't know how you're trusting anything coming out of my mouth.
We're from Canada, eh? We like to drink the beer, eh?
Cool. But what I meant to say was that in Canada, it goes back there all the time because, you know, if you win the Stanley Cup, you can do anything with it for a day.
Sure.
So and there's
all these Canadian players take it back. Yeah.
But it's different if it's a Canadian team, and you know Ottawa has a team that disappeared for a while and then they've came back and now they've started to play. I mean they've been good, but they have a defenseman by the name of I believe his name is.
Pico Kukchuman.
It might have been, but I think it was either Carl Larson or Lars Carlson. So I do know he's Swedish.
Let's go with Lars then.
Lars Carlson.
Lars sounds more Swedish.
I think it's Carl Larson, but Lars Carlson's, come on.
That's pretty good. Lars Carlson's pretty good. If I were Swedish, I'd name my kid Lars Carlson.
Even though your last name is Gallegos.
Seriously, I would be like, your name is now Lars Carlson.
Oh, my God. Lars.
This is what you get.
I think his name is Carl Larson.
Okay. Is he good?
He is good. And he's their best player. He's a defender. And they actually, in the Sports Illustrated, they wrote, thank God for Lars Carlson.
Lars Larson.
Yes.
It was a chippy weekend in sports, by and large. I mean, yeah. I saw the Anaheim Nashville,
oh, those teams
back and forth.
Oh, see, I love PJ Subban. PK Subban?
Yeah.
Because PJ Subban. See, I'm doing it all over again.
PK.
PK Subban. JP Morgan. I like because he is just, he's a fan. Did you know the Avalanche had an opportunity to trade for him and they didn't?
Yeah.
So the trade, allegedly, from what I hear, would have brought PK Subban here for Matt Duchene gone.
Okay.
And I just happen to think that that's actually a pretty good deal, because the whole problem with the Avs is they suck on defense.
Yeah, they do, out loud. They're really, really, really bad defensively. It was, oh my gosh, this sounds like Fabian. I have no idea who this is.
Fabian?
This sounds like Fabian.
Faces in clouds.
I don't know.
You're getting sleepy.
See, this is what they should have been playing all weekend long between the hockey players, and then, of course, you had the NBA going back and forth last night. But the Rockies.
I'm just telling you, they're good, man.
Okay. When we come back, I will tell you why I am now this close to getting really excited about the Rockies.
Because they're.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. You'll see my smile turn around, no matter how I try
to say goodbye.
Take your favorite hosts with you wherever you go. It's all-